Let's bring in Brad Adams now. He's the Executive Director of Climate Rights International. He's based in San Francisco in California. Brad, and what we heard there from Archana is a clear example of the impact that climate change is having on our lives, but also it is now having a huge economic impact as well, isn't it?
Sure. Whole sectors of economies are closed down at times because of heat. Just this week in Bangladesh, the school system was closed. Children were not allowed to go to school. We're seeing major impacts on tourism industries in parts of the world that are experiencing extreme weather and drought. And we're seeing that investment decisions are being made by many companies based on whether they think that the places that where they would physically locate are going to be able to survive climate change.
Can I ask you, you know, for people listening, $1 billion sounds like a lot of money that President Biden has pledged. But in the wider scheme of tackling climate change, particularly in emerging economies, is that even close to being enough?
No, I mean, it's not even really a drop in the rising sea levels that we're seeing. The Green Climate Fund is supposed to receive $100 billion per year from countries that have created the historical emissions problem. That's basically, you know, European countries, the United States, Japan. And now we have China and India becoming major emitters. But so far, it's being funded at less than 10%. $1 billion, if it were translated into what the U.S. contribution should be, which is 25% of historic emissions, would be $25 billion. If it was based on current emissions, which is 12% of total emissions, it should be $12 billion. And everybody who looks at this fund thinks that $100 billion is just a starting point. Mm. Probably requires more like $1 trillion a year for us to meet the mitigation.
Are we ever going to get close to getting the amount of funding that we need?
Well, I mean, here's one way we could do it. The International Energy Agency says that global oil and gas industry profits in 2022, just last year, increased from an average of $1.5 trillion to $4 trillion. It's a lot of zeros. But if just a 4% windfall tax was put on those profits, the $2.5 trillion of extra profits, we could fully fund this $100 billion fund.
But you know as well as I do, Brad, as we head towards those elections in the US, that's unlikely to happen. If we don't get the money, and you've highlighted the huge gap that exists between what is being paid and what needs to be paid, the economic cost of climate change rises every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Biden would certainly have liked to have pledged more than $1 billion. He has in the past, but he hasn't been able to get it through the Republican House of Representatives and even past Joe Manchin in his own party. So the United States is a laggard. And the problem is that many parts of the world look for the United States to be a leader. The rhetoric has far outstripped what it's delivered. And we are going to see major consequences, you know, for economics, for business, but also for people all over the world. I mean, people in poor countries that need this assistance urgently. They need it yesterday. And now in many parts of the world, they're not going to see it for many, many years to come.
Brad, thank you very much for joining us and giving your thoughts there on that money that President Biden has pledged, $1 billion, many echoing Brad's feelings that it's not enough.